Hi there. May the God of the Bible bless your life. One more day that God gives us. You know, there are many people complaining about their lives. They focus so much on their problems and they forget about what's the most important thing, that is their soul. How many are in prison and they value every little things, like they cannot attend a church, they cannot partake the Lord's Supper, they are not free, they are incarcerated. But somebody that is free is complaining about the problems. Let us do this. I know it is hard, but put the problems aside and decide to seek the Lord. Because if you seek the Lord will for sure empower you. The scripture says, it shall come to pass afterwards, after all these that you are facing, that you are going through, that I will pour my spirit on all flesh. When he says of flesh, is upon everybody that seeks him, regardless of your skin color, your level of education, your past, what you have done. He said, upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Prophecy is the word of God. It's to pronounce, is to say the word. So your children will be servants of God once they receive the Holy Spirit. Maybe now they are lost. They are totally broken. But once your sons, daughters, children receive the Spirit of God, they will be prophets, meaning servant of God. That is the food for thought. Do not be focused on your problems. Be focused on your spiritual life. Forget about the problem at least for 1 minute. I know they are there. You have a lion to kill a day. But I say, don't put your focus on your problems, because you cannot solve them by worrying about them. Seek the Lord and he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. We are going to seek together the Spirit of God. Wherever you may be, whoever you may be, let us now pray. Let us seek the Lord. O God Almighty, thank you, Lord, for your promise. You said you promised to send your Spirit upon all flesh. And there is this person whose life is in trouble, shambles, in turmoils. This person has problems from all over. But the reality is, Lord, the more she worries about the problems, the more problems she will have, and you end up creating, Lord, more problems. Lord Jesus, I ask you to have mercy on this person right now that is crying, whose soul is crushed inside of herself. This person that is completely lost in life. Oh God Almighty, I am asking you right now that you may embrace this person, that you may empower this person. There is this mother, father, worried about the children because the children are rebellious on drugs. But you said, I will pour my spirit and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, shall become servant of God. So Holy, Holy Spirit, I ask you, empower this person. Lord, descend upon this person's life. Embrace this person with your mighty hand. Oh, my friends, invite the Lord Jesus to come upon your life. Invite Jesus to come upon you. Oh, yes, have your moment with the Lord. There in the hospital, in prison, alone in this bedroom, invite the Lord to come upon you. Receive now peace inside of your soul, upon your flesh, inside of your body. The Holy Spirit comes. And this weekend will be the most blessed weekend in your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. The Spirit of God is upon you. Do not doubt. The Spirit of God is not the spirit of doubt. The Lord has blessed your life today. Share this video, this message with somebody. Bless somebody with this message. All right? Tomorrow we are going to be back here in our day number 14. 21 days. We are about to close the first 2 weeks and we are going to go into the last week of the fast. Do not give up. Keep seek. Keep calling upon the Lord. Tomorrow I'm going to continue this message about God's Spirit poured out. Now I say, just believe.